The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker. And on the buttons and wheels and all the funnies is old JC, John Cadogan. Here he is.
We're back in the booth of death.
In the booth. Remember we were in here last, John? It was like there was sort of, what was it, in the walls coming out, making us cough.
Really odd.
It's like asbestos was just in.
You could not stop coughing. You went home. I think I ended up off work the next day because I was ill. Anyway.
Airless room.
Needs must.
We're here. This is where we are. Recording on a Friday and no edit special.
Slightly off mic.
No, John. It's absolutely fine. We've done worse.
Completely off mic.
Done absolutely worse, John. Than this.
We probably have, actually. I'm not sure if that reflects very well. We've done worse.
I'm excited about the National League this week, John, because Torquay are about to get 9 points. Do you know that?
Very confident.
Very confident about it. We beat Barnet on Saturday. We beat 100% beat Dorking Wanderers, no problem at all. Like loads, like 3-1, 4-1. Easy.
Okay.
And then we beat Southend in a very tight 1-0. 9 points. This time next week, 9 points out of the rallies.
Guaranteed.
I guarantee it.
Okay.
Kudjigunk. This is a cast iron offer. Guaranteed.
That's good news, isn't it? Bit of an early present.
If you like predictions like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they are my predictions. They're not based on any computer stuff, but we are later on speaking to the National League robot, which is science, John.
Yes, that is absolutely... You can't argue with it, can you?
People go, global warming isn't the thing. Okay, here's the facts. Okay? Okay. And then you go, the National League robot isn't a thing. Here's the science behind the National League robot.
Yeah. What is the science behind the National League robot?
We don't know, John. We haven't bought that bit.
We've rebuilt it, though, is the main thing.
Why you have to listen to the adverts? What were the adverts at the moment, John? Do you know what they are?
We get a lot of Dermot O'Leary getting people advertising, getting people to play the lottery.
If you bump into me ever, ask me a story about Dermot O'Leary. That also involves me. There we are. I will not be telling that story, though, in my show next Friday.
Dermot O'Leary.
I know a couple of... Anyway,
Too tired.
Well, so, look, you are tired, aren't you, John?
I'm quite tired.
You've been to Warrington and back.
Do you know what? We always knock the National League north. I ventured north yesterday for work, not out of choice.
Yeah.
And went to Warrington.
Nicer people?
It's a different country, isn't it?
Nicer people, the further north you get.
Yes, a lot nicer.
Well,
people.
I'm saying nicer. More likely to talk to you. The further north you go, people go, "Oh, that's nice, isn't it?" And that for me is like, I don't want people to talk to me.
No, I like it.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't want. I feel like, well, what have I done? I feel like, oh, I feel guilty whenever people talk to me. Like, what? I don't want people to talk to me. And further north you go, they do talk to you.
Yeah, no, it's nice. I like it. Friendly. Went to rugby league.
Warrington Wolves, was it? Yeah. Yellow and blue, John.
They do wear yellow and blue, so I'm thinking I'm really tired.
Can't speak.
Can't speak.
He can't speak. That's what he meant with the Warrington Wolves. That famous bit of commentary, which you could play. Oh, no edit special.
I'll
try and find it. I can't speak. Google that.
Maybe that's
what he meant. Maybe he was so tired from having to travel north to all the rugby league games.
I was sat in front of someone who was basically that bloke. Trying to get him off the dirty guest.
Get him off! I can't. I'm going to find it, John, so people can hear it.
Sorry, I'm a bit tired.
Well, that's all right.
In the final round of the game, Andy A. Oh, what about that? Send him off! Send the dirty guest off! Get him off the field! That was diabolical! Get him off the field! That's just typical of what he is! Get him walking! The dog! If you've got any bottle, Campbell, he should walk. That was absolute diabolical. He's going to be yellow card. I can't speak. You bottleless get, Campbell. You dickhead. You bottleless get. I can't speak.
How is that actually commentary?
You bottleless get, of course. I can't speak. I can't speak. Oh,
God,
get him off.
Speak. Get him walking.
Get him off. The dirty git. Of course, there. Typical of what he is. Yeah, it's going to be a yellow. Of course, you bottle as git. I can't speak.
No,
I can't speak.
You dickhead.
You dickhead. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that, of course.
Back in the 30s.
Dickhead. played.
Right, post-war goal scorer.
Can't just do Ray and Dave. We can't just do Ray and Dave.
I feel like we're doing too much Ray and Dave.
Do you think it is too much Ray? Do you think it is just very subdued at, episode this week, John? With you on a slightly sort of low-key, it's a very sort of late-night vibe to it.
Yeah. Maybe this is a new direction.
Maybe it is. Maybe we need to take the energy out of the whole thing. Just go be one of those that goes, yeah, what do you think of the National League? Well,
it's got a bit of a jazz club feel.
You're listening to the National Obsession, a very very low.
With Nick Cabamba on bass.
Nick Cabamba. Shall we, John, what's coming up in the podcast?
Let's work it out. Come on, here we go. Let's try and inject a bit of flipping.
Come on, John, wake yourself up.
Come on. So, on this week's edition of the podcast, slightly late this week, I do apologise about that.
Your fault, John.
My fault.
Been up Warrington,
haven't you?
Been
up in Warrington. Yeah. Visit Warrington.
Oh, that's nice.
We've been to some few places this season, haven't we? Warrington, Andover.
Yeah.
We've visited the provinces.
I haven't been to Warrington. You went.
Been to Warrington.
Not invited.
Not a London podcast,
Exactly.
Yeah.
Before people say, oh, so South-based.
London-centric.
Warrington.
But you are off to a media award ceremony tonight. So
I am going to the Comedy
counterbalancing
Awards.
Counterbalancing that.
I'm going to try and see if there's anyone up for any non-league bants.
Who's in your...
No one. It's not even worth talking
about. Your crosshairs for that.
There's no one, is there? There's no Venn diagram. I am the Venn diagram.
And what about Dover Athletic then? Yeah, I can't see it happening.
Can't see it. Yeah, go on.
National League news.
Yes. Lovely. Hotting up, John, isn't it?
It's really hotting up.
Hotting up both ends. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
A curry reference.
It's something like
could have
that,
done there, couldn't
like
we?
Like a dodgy curry.
Real. Yeah. Like I've just had a tandoori. Yep. Like I've just had a Madras.
It's the best estate agent in Brixham, isn't it?
The best estate agent in Brixham. Some people asking if it was Sam Drewith. Was the best estate agent.
Really?
But he's in recruitment. He's not an estate agent.
Is this too niche?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, probably is.
But he's one of the Fafs, isn't he? So,
yeah.
You know.
Look him up. What have we got? National League news.
Yes. Come on, John.
I've forgotten.
People need your energy here.
National League robots.
Yeah.
Back.
Oh, yes. Thank goodness for him.
We chatted to him out. He was out in Qatar, wasn't he? And he blew up.
It was too hot, wasn't he?
It was too hot for him.
Yeah.
So we've rebuilt him. And we'll see how that goes. He's going to predict this weekend's results.
Lovely.
We've got lots of letters.
Oh,
I'm sure Ray and Dave will get another few hundred mentions.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good, isn't it? It's all there.
Just watching this programme that's on in front of us, and they're in Didcot at an auction house. I didn't even know there was a Didcot auction house. And now I'm fascinated to what go is, Churchill's
it,
auctions.
Is it Cash in the Attic?
Did something like that. Oh, is it the Great Antiques Hunt? The Antiques Roadshow? Antiques Drive? The one where they drive...
Oh, is
classic
it Celebrity
cars.
Antiques Road
is it that?
Is it that one?
That's
he looks quite famous. I don't know who that is.
Anyway, look, I didn't know that was there. I'm going to find that in Didcot anyway.
Good.
And also, I'm on tour to Didcot. Hey. I used to go to auctions regularly as a child. Now I realise that's actually quite weird.
What, as a day trip?
No, if you went to the market on a Wednesday in Newton Abbot, it's just a stink.
Yeah.
You go see ducks and rabbits and stuff in a box upstairs. And then downstairs they'd be selling cows. And now I realise that's not like normal.
No.
Is it?
It's definitely not normal.
Not a normal thing. Right, John. I'll drive the National League news because you are too tired to do anything.
Okay.
What a shame. Last Saturday. Let's find it. Here we are. I can do this shit. Here we go. This. Dagenham and Redbridge 2, Solihull Moors 1.
Yes.
Now, Dagenham Redbridge, I'm surprised at that.
Neil Ardley, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think he's looking for an out.
They're down to 12 now. I mean, they're still only 4 points out of the playoffs.
Effiong, of course, arriving from Aldershot.
Yeah.
Very good player. Scored 2, 36 and 73. One of them was an absolute belter. Look it up online. And that puts, where does that put Dagenham and Redbridge? Let's have a look here. Dagenham and Redbridge are in 10th. Pushing, look, 44 points is the playoff spots and they're on 42. They are pushing for the playoffs with Innie Effion coming in. Woking 2, Boreham Wood 2. Another draw for Boreham Woking there. That's a few draws now. They raised their game for draws against the big teams, which they've done recently. Woking 2, Boreham Wood 2, who scored Brown with 2 for Woking, and Boreham Wood 2 for Reese. So both of them in the playoffs, of course. Very good. What else we got here, John?
Wrexham 3, Wilson 1.
Yes. Well, Wilson had a bit of form, haven't they? Didn't play badly, but I think Wrexham scored late again, did they? Am I right in that?
Yes, so it was all a bit nervy for a little while at 2-1. But
Kretschmar sent off. Wilson's best player. That probably puts them out of...
Will Ferrell was there. Was there?
Will he?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
No.
What do you think he thought of it?
No Rob or Ryan, but Will Ferrell was in attendance.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, why has Will Ferrell got the show on? He's plugging his... I wonder if he'll be at the Comedy Awards tonight, John. Will Ferrell might be there tonight. Yeah. Imagine that. Wonder if, try and get him involved in...
Grab a quick word. Can I have a word? Can I have a word? Like you're a policeman.
Can I have a word, please, Will? have you ever heard of Asa Hall?
If he is there...
This could be it.
This is how we get him involved.
I might be able to sit on a table with him.
He already owns a club in Los Angeles, LAFC.
This is a good idea. Wonder if I offer him my Jamie Reid shorts.
It's very rare that you're in like a room full of that many stars.
I know.
I reckon you could find a new talkie owner tonight.
Shall I go in full kit? Have I missed an opportunity here?
You'd definitely be on screen, wouldn't you? You'd definitely get in the...
In a room full of my peers and lots of people who are in a position to sort of further my career.
Yeah.
Would it be sensible for me to turn up in full kit tonight, John? I think it would.
In your training kit?
Yeah, full training kit.
In your...
shin pads.
What's that Sherpa Van trophy?
Yeah, that's that. Phil Lloyd's jacket. I don't think anyone would... I think that would mark me out a bit.
Yeah.
Who's this guy? Where's his carer?
Thinking you'd want a competition. Are you having a nice night? Are you being looked after?
Yeah. Chesterfield 1, Notts County 2.
Yeah.
What a result. That was on the telly, I think, wasn't it? Yes, I saw the goal. Aaron Namain, who I always say is... Aaron Namain being out was, I think, the reason we didn't win the league, because he was so good. Beat a couple of players. Crossed in. Chickson's now on like 9 goals for the season, something crazy. Scored none last season.
Basically.
Amazing. Chickson, I think he scored at Plainmoor in that semi-final. Langstaff with another one from open play. Amazing. Dobra. Chesterfield do look good. They are good. But we have to worry about any of them. We'd have to beat the people.
We'd
have to worry about all the people around us. So that was Saturday.
Yes.
And what happened on Tuesday?
Tuesday, Aldershot 1, Chesterfield 1.
Ooh, bad. That's bad for Chesterfield.
Yeah, Chesterfield are sort of dropping points. They were on... That was their first point. They'd 4 straight defeats before that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, first John? Point. That's no good, is it?
I guess Paul Cook's probably been filling in, isn't he?
Since Steve Wright left and the news of Ken Bruce leaving, I expect Paul Cook thinks he's in with a chance.
Got his eyes elsewhere.
What was the...
It's patience by take that.
Chesterfield dropped to fourth now, 53 points. Yeah. Five behind Woking, but Woking have played two
games.
Luckily,
they're such a good sort of first half of the season that they're sort of still in the mix, but it's not...
They'll be in the mix.
Well.
They'll be in the mix.
Aldershot probably right. Altrincham 1, Bromley 2. Bromley just doing Bromley things, sort of being fine there or thereabouts. Mm,
boring, yeah. Really boring. Imagine supporting them.
Oh, aren't they? Oh, God.
Awful. Oof. No thanks.
They did win the FA Trophy the other year. That's about it, isn't it?
Blah, 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 blah.
Boreham Wood 1, Sally Holmores 1. Just a classic Boreham Wood result, that, isn't it? Just...
Well, I'll tell you what it sounds like, John, today. Like, you know, have you ever listened to the podcast when it's on half speed?
Half speed? Is that one what it sounds like?
So if you... For John's bits... You need to put it on 1.5.
I think that would actually probably do the job.
Put it on 1.5.
Yep.
Some podcasts I listen to on 1.5 anyway. So
just gets it done quicker, doesn't it?
You know, that's the way it goes.
Dagenham 0, Eastleigh 1. So again, Dagenham just doing Dagenham things all over the place. Good win followed by disappointing defeat. Notts County 4, Barnet 1. So they had a bit of a shock there because Barnet were 1-0 up at half time. That same bloke who scored twice against Torquay in the trophy scored
was
again.
It? Oh, is it? And is he on loan or is he like...
He's on loan, yeah.
That's annoying, isn't it? Yeah.
And but then Notts County came roaring back in the second half. Two for Langstaff, another for Chickson.
They do score goals, that Notts County team.
Yeah.
Questioning it now, John. I still think Wrexham win it, but I'm questioning...
Well, they dropped points on Tuesday. We'll come into that. Just
who's going to beat Notts County is the thing. Wonder what they're... Let's have a look at their fixtures. Have a look. Yeovil away.
Yeah.
They're not going to.
No.
Southend at home?
No.
Don't think so. Dagenham and Redbridge? Probably not.
Probably not.
Bromley away? Possible. Plastic pitch.
Yeah, that's always
you know, that's tough,
a tricky
isn't it?
One.
Dorking on the telly, you know, potential
Dorking,
banana skin.
Held them at home, didn't they? But I don't think
I doubt
away,
it. Eastleigh at home? No. Barnet away? Possible. Scunthorpe at home? Oof. They've spent some money, haven't they, Scunthorpe? So. Altrincham away? No. Wilson at home, no. Wrexham, well, that's the one. Monday, 10th of April is the biggie,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, if both teams keep winning.
Well,
that's
the thing. So Notts County have got Wrexham and then Woking in a row. So if they drop 6 points there, that probably gives it to Wrexham. But, you know.
It's exciting.
It's so tight, John. Yeah. It's really exciting, yeah.
Oldham 2, Gateshead 2. So, yeah, Oldham were 2-0 up and Gateshead 2 goals in the last 10 minutes there to salvage a point. Gateshead.
Yeah, annoying. Yeah, they are annoying.
They're finding
when do we play them, John?
The 20th, I think, in a couple of weekends.
We've got
time.
Loads of 6 pointers coming up. We're going to be absolutely fine.
Gateshead equaliser was scored by Kenton Richardson.
Ah, lovely.
Which I think could be the return for this week's Poshest Player of the
Week. Ah, yes, Poshest Player of the Week.
Hello, I'm Kenton Richardson. You may remember me.
In, come on, John.
Minder.
Is your brain's working? Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, very good. That's a nice reference.
Yeah.
There's your National League news. Is that it? No?
Still
oh, still two
go.
Games.
Sorry,
come on,
my
John.
My low energy style made it seem like that had finished. Southend
I feel like
two,
we've done it.
Southend 2, Halifax 1. Yeah, good result for Southend. Halifax still dropping points. And then the big result probably of the weekend, mm-hmm. Wrexham 2, Woking 2.
Yes.
So Wrexham dropping points at home. 100% league record at home.
As
ended.
I say, Woking raising their game for a draw against the big teams.
Phil Parkinson did his usual. Well, you know, Woking came here with a style and they want to play that style and find that. I think he just expects everybody to just turn up and like, should we just
let
not,
people
should
win?
We just forfeit, Phil? Would that be better for you?
Yeah. Who have Wrexham got this weekend? Wrexham have got...
Aldershot away.
Well, easy, that's 3 points, isn't it? Easy, an easy 3 points. This is the national obsession.
The national obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now, yes, we mentioned it earlier. We've rebuilt the National League robot, our prediction-making machine.
National League.
Here he is. He's here. And, we brought him back from Qatar. Put him back together.
Qatar. So... My family is still in Qatar.
What?
Qatar.
I think...
Bring my family back. Set me free.
Bad memories.
Qatar. Family. National League.
Oh, I think, okay, well, one of the things we did was fit the National League robot with some solar panels, so I'm wondering whether they're running a little low on battery. it's like an old smoke alarm, the battery's going, I think. We'll have to get through this pretty quickly. So let's predict the weekend in the National League.
National
robot.
League.
Aldershot's Wrexham, let's
say. I miss my son.
Are they okay? Your family? I hope so. Aldershot Wrexham.
Aldershot are in the National League. They have just sold their big striker, Iniesta Young. Wrexham. Wrexham need more media coverage. Nobody is talking about Wrexham. More media coverage. More PR. Second in the table. 2 games in hand. Wrexham. I miss my son. Rob and Ryan, can you get my son back?
Give us a score.
Aldershot.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to end process. End. Yeah. That's. Oh, dear.
Aldershot 0, Wrexham 3.
Okay, Altrincham Woking.
Altrincham
Nobody knows where that is.
Near Manchester.
Altrincham. One. Who is the other team?
Woking.
Woking. Shit. Ben Winter. Last minute. Shirt off. Yellow card. Didn't care. Shrugged his shoulders. Woking. Two.
No bins in Woking, we found out.
Bins.
Do you know what bins are? No. You've got even less energy than I have, robot. Bromley, Dorking.
Bromley. Plastic beach cheats. Dorking. Hat. 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 Bromley 2. Dorking. Nil.
Now, this is always a tricky one. Eastleigh, Maidenhead United, because the Maidenhead equation.
Eastleigh, the Spitfires. Why are they called the Spitfires? Spitfire. The Supermarine Spitfire is a British single-seat aircraft. The Spitfire was designed in a short-range, high-performance interceptor aircraft. Built 20,351. First flight, 5th of March, 1936. Eastleigh, the Spitfires, 2. Maidenhead United, 0.
Well, that is a shock, because I thought the equation would get in the way there. Oldham Maidstone.
Oldham, 1. Maidstone, 0.
Scunthorpe, Dagenham and Redbridge.
Scunthorpe, 0. Dagenham and Redbridge, 4.
Sally Hall.
Let's get on with it.
Sally Hall Moore's chest.
Plug me in.
There's not a lot of sun here, there's
Shane. Please plug me in. I can't see anything.
He's got very Italian.
I miss Qatar. I miss my son. Please plug me in.
Okay, we're going to have to plug him in. Sonny Holmore's Chesterfield.
No, I hate the National League.
Sonny Holmore's Chesterfield. Come on.
I don't know.
You don't know. You're no ChatGPT, are you?
I don't want to do any more.
Okay, I'm going to have to unplug him. Well, the National League robot, I think we're going to have to go back to engineering school because we've rebuilt him appallingly. He's missed out 4 games as well anyway. It's just the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? John, have we had any letters? Oh, lovely stuff. Good. Go on.
Yes. A new correspondent.
Oh.
called Bryn.
Okay. I'm suspicious. Carry on.
Is it my brother?
I'm suspicious. Go on.
Bryn Wilding.
Okay, maybe. No, that sounds right.
Known as Ree.
Oh, yes. Yeah, lovely. Love. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Greeting, Natobs. I'm a new listener to the pod.
Oh, on the ice.
I'm not a fan of a National League club, but I do have a connection to Torquay.
Okay.
I know it's not a Torquay podcast.
I think Torquay podcast.
Claymore was the first ground I visited when my mum took my brother and I a couple of times in the very early 90s. My granny and granddad lived in Newton Abbott, so many a half term was spent on the English Riviera.
Ah.
This checks out to me so far.
It's good so far.
It was only a year or so ago I learned of the Bryn the Dog story. And saw that Torquay was selling a beer named after him. I felt I had to buy a few bottles. I thought the beer tasted pretty awful.
It wasn't the best pint, Bryn, was
no,
it?
No, I mean, I don't really drink beer, so I couldn't...
Well, I had like half, because I can't really drink that sort of beer.
Yes.
And I was pleased I only had a half. But I'm not slagging it off, look.
The wine.
What a good idea.
The Bryn wine.
Why they don't get rid of Gilbert the Gull and just have Bryn the Dog?
He could like playfully potentially attack people.
Brilliant. It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
He could have his handler.
Little police light on his hat.
Just go for you.
Just be really brilliant, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Be so good.
That's a great idea. Gilbert's looking a bit knackered, I think, yeah.
Exactly. Time for Bryn.
Bryn. I only live 20 minutes on the train from Maidenhead.
Nice.
Keep meaning to go and sample some National League action, but I haven't got round to it quite yet. However, I will make my National League debut on Easter Monday when the Mighty Goals visit York Roads.
Is it Easter Monday? York
is
Maidenhead.
It is. Maidenhead.
Oh, great.
I'll be there.
Yeah, well, don't know where I am, but yeah, sure.
Love
trying
the pod,
to go.
Although I can't explain why. Bryn.
A lot of people can't, Bryn, but tell your friends.
What a backhanded compliment.
That was nice. Bryn was nice all the way through.
I can explain why, because it's funny.
It's really.
We're knowledgeable.
Oh.
We're very personable.
I don't know if we're knowledgeable.
Creative.
We are creative. We give it a good go.
Yeah.
Bryn.
Four of them right there.
Bryn. Bryn, that was a really excellent letter. Thank you very much. That's one.
I was going to say you could have two because your name's Bryn. But...
Yeah, actually. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Bryn, that counts as two letters because your name's Bryn. So one more letter and you will get a FOF number. But make it a good letter. Don't send in, here is my third letter.
Here's my third letter. On the ice, Bryn.
People try that. On the ice, Bryn.
Yeah.
Bryn FOF. Bryn FOF, it's coming for you.
Danny Cherry.
It's coming for you.
Popped his.
Come on. Nissan.
Everyone's got to have a nickname.
Datsun Cherry was my brother's first car. Rob Baker's first car
was
a Datsun Cherry. Lovely yellow Datsun Cherry. It was a beautiful car.
Morello, isn't that type of cherry?
A Morello cherry, that's nice. Yeah. Oh, we're just naming type
I'm
of cherry now.
Okay. I'm still on the nickname.
Is he a Bournemouth fan?
I don't know. He says letter one, two more to be a fox.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That's in the subject line.
Yeah, that is like, can I have a fox number? But look, carry on.
This is better be good, Danny.
Very nice.
Hello, Charlie and John. I've been cramming the pods in after finding this obscure but addictive podcast.
Good.
What's with the backhanded
John,
compliments this
accept
week?
It and go, thank you very much. This is nice. People are finding
it. A lot of people saying, I don't know why I like this.
Well, good.
Well, I'll tell you why, Danny. Because we're funny, we're personable, we're creative.
John. Just let people be.
Mm. Who knew that by episode 196, I'd be watching Chesterfield v Notts County rather than the usual boring Premier League
game.
It turns out it's amazing quality football.
Yes.
Played how it should be.
Yes.
I will say, Danny, you watched a game of Notts County, in it. That's going to be better quality than many other games.
Go and watch a game. It's brilliant live. Brilliant.
The pod has also got me interested in Torquay United and Ray and Dave.
Yeah,
having never even listened to them.
You
see, I think we're doing great for their profile.
I hope so.
Anyway, as I'm still catching up, I look forward to this to the day this may be read out in the future.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wonder when you'll find it. Yeah, of course. Yes.
Hopefully when King's Lynn are back in the league, as Lynn King is my favourite guest up the Linnets. I'm sorry, Danny.
Come on, you Linnets!
I wouldn't get too excited I think that was basically one and out for Lynn
don't
King.
Don't get too attached to Lynn King.
That's all I'd say. You may,
what a
I
shame.
Don't want to have your hopes
it was such a good
dashed.
Idea. In many ways, Lynn King is sort of the illustration of what happens a lot in this podcast. It's a great idea. Can't be bothered to carry on with it.
Brett McGavin liked it when we explained it to him. They're second.
Oofed.
They could come back
come
up.
Come on, King's Lynn. Yeah, second. They're good. Come on, you. Come on.
Danny, letter number one for you, my friend. Well done.
Excellent. Well done. Lovely letter. Thanks, Danny. On the ice to you.
Little Mark Ridley.
Ah, here he is again. Has he got a...
Here he is again.
Anybody... Weekly, isn't it? Okay, that's good. So you got a FOF number, Mark Ridley.
FOF 33.
Of course he is.
Yeah,
lovely.
Now, we asked Mark who he supported last week. Do you remember? Because we've never known. He's not answered the question.
He's keeping it under his hat. Why not?
just doesn't want to give it away. I was at the Hungerford FA Trophy game on Saturday when shortly after kickoff I noticed a hot air balloon in the sky passing the ground, having quickly dismissed it as a Chinese spy balloon. A friend and I had a theory that it was in fact a low-tech non-league version of VAR. Rather than having Howard Webb overseeing banks and monitors at Stockley Park, we think that in the basket of the balloon was Mike Dean with a pair of binoculars.
Nice.
Unfortunately, it left Hungerford airspace after about 10 minutes, but with its direction of travel, we calculated that the balloon could also catch them with the FA Trophy action in the second half at Bracknell and Aldershot.
Don't you think they've embarrassed themselves? Thank you, Mark, on the ICU. They've embarrassed themselves with the whole what's the balloon in the sky thing, haven't they? Because it's just just weather balloons, aren't they?
Balloon, isn't it?
Get on with it. In its sake, America.
On my 30th birthday, I had some 30 balloons in my lounge.
Oh, that's nice.
Opened the back door to get something out of the garden.
Out they went. Lost the lot.
Straight out.
It's you.
So I wonder if it's my 30 balloons have finally shown up.
Maybe it was that, John. Maybe you've caused that international...
Joe Biden's shot.
Diplomatic incident.
I want to... Get me Biden. I want a new one.
Okay.
So I'm in Bittlestone.
Ah, okay.
Now, I don't know if Simon's got a FOF number.
He's written in a few times.
He has written in a few times.
I think we've met Simon a couple of times, haven't we?
I think he shouted at me at Hampton and Richmond.
Oh, nice.
Now, that I make this his third letter.
Well,
so,
Simon.
Kadoosh.
What number, John? Come on now.
I think before you even
said
that.
I nearly did then. Picked up this
mixing
soundboard and smashed it over your head.
I think before you even asked the question, you knew that. I had no idea. I'm barely functioning enough to get through this podcast.
Okay, Simon, you've got a FOF.
It's fireman. In the '60s. Fireman.
Fireman Bittlestone. From now on, that is your name.
A fireman. It's in the '60s somewhere.
It's Fireman Simon.
Fireman Simon. It is there somewhere.
Lovely.
Dear John and Charlie.
On the ice,
this
Simon.
This letter might be complete shit. You know,
John,
it might not be worth
look,
the thing.
Don't
anyway.
Do this again. Don't chase people off.
He says, dear
just
John
as
and
people
Charlie.
Have started listening.
My recent efforts to become a National Obsession completionist, 77 episodes and counting, have resulted in me inflicting hours of the podcast on my children in the car. I think because we have been a bit patchy this year. People are going back to the beginning.
Have we been patchy?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's mainly my fault.
Patchy.
So much so, anyway, that he's inflicting all these hours of this on the children. 7 my daughter's Lila. And Elodie,
yeah, Elodie, lovely, yeah.
7 and 5 are able to sing along to Letters from a Listener.
Yeah,
and
good
he attaches
news.
A clip. I assume I've got permission to play this, Simon, as you've sent it. So I'm going to play it. If I didn't have permission, then.
Many apologies. And we'll
many apologies.
See you in court.
Let's just play that now. Lila and Elodie, here we are.
3, go.
When you go, will you send back a letter? From a listener.
Oh, excellent job. Both FOFs.
Do you know what? Simon, you're a FOF. Lila, you're a FOF. Elodie, you're a FOF.
All FOFs. Three FOF numbers. Chukunk, chukunk, chukunk.
We've never done a triple FOF.
Hat-trick FOF. Wow.
A hat-trick of FOFs.
Simon, that was lovely. Thank you very much.
Brilliant, Simon.
Appreciate it.
That's what we like. I'm sorry. I have just realised something, though. They're 7 and 5. We have done quite a few swears.
Oh, it's all right. They'll be all right.
I always forget there could
no
be
bad words.
Listening.
No bad words, just bad intentions.
And finally, should we finish?
Yes, please.
The Phone House, Brixham.
Okay. Yeah. What are they offering us? 3 minutes?
Mike Orchard.
100 texts?
Mike Orchard, known as the Apple,
of course.
Obviously.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
From Phone House, Brixham.
Hiya.
We're not sponsored by Phone House, Brixham, but if you want to get involved... Just shout. What is Phone House Brixham?
I'm going to guess. I reckon it's a mobile phone shop.
It's spelt with an F.
Oh, yeah, we are. Lovely.
It's mobile phones. Yeah.
What did you think it was?
No idea. Wouldn't like to say.
Okay. Go on.
It says, dear Charlie and John, on the ice.
On the ice
on the ice Phone House. I'm a fairly...
Pat Sharp's Phone House.
Phone House, whole lot
kind of fun.
Phones to be won.
That'd be good. It's a real crazy house with...
employees.
We had a mouse, John.
The twins.
It. We had a mouse in our house. I
killed it.
Killed it. Caught it in a trap. Caught in a trap. Carry on. Phone House, John. Come on.
I'm a fairly recent listener to your podcast.
On the ice.
My immediate apologies for being so late to the party. Yeah, where you
right,
been,
mate?
Phone House?
That's all right. Is he the best... phone salesman in Brixham.
I've been binge listening and I'm totally addicted now. I particularly like Roger and Brian and had the misfortune of sitting near both of them on a Saturday.
Bloody hell.
As well as a fellow Ken Bruce fan. Well, they get around.
Bloody hell, Phone House.
Phone House.
Bloody hell, Phone House. What is it?
Sim only, is it?
Top up your minutes, is it?
48
month
contract.
Yeah, not these days. Phone on loan, I expect more rubbish. Bloody hell. Car phone where? No one has a car phone anymore. Bloody hell.
What is it, 1984? Anyway,
phone
being
house.
Based in Brixham and surrounded by estate agents, I've been surprised by the sudden upturn in Keep Fit equipment being delivered to numerous agents. Oh. I feel you may have started a mini local competition. The best
estate agent in Brixham. We'll hear next week from the best estate agent in Brixham.
Well, we've got to give him time to accomplish a few more life goals.
He's probably got to climb Kathmandu.
I just open water swam all the way across the bay. I did it faster than the Western Lady.
What's the Western Lady?
The ferry that goes from Brixton to Torquay.
John, that is good knowledge. Yeah. That is good niche knowledge.
A glass bottom.
Yeah, lovely.
A glass bottom.
Look, what are you doing your own time's up to you.
Oh, won't you let it all hang out?
Glass bottom girls.
Glass bottom boats.
Oh, glass bottom. Bam a lamb.
I did try a few weeks ago to rewrite the Meghan Trainor song for you. That was...
It was tough, wasn't it? I could have my Gucci on. What were we saying?
I could bring Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, that's all we had. Yeah.
He ran out of time. He says, however, on your last show, you mentioned rewriting Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, The Girl Is Mine. I thought I'd give it a go.
Okay.
I've attached a copy of the lyrics and have Gary Johnson and Aaron Downs playing the lead roles. Do you feel free to use, edit, or publish as you see
Mike,
fit?
Normally we'd say, get your own podcast, but we'll read it.
Are we going to... I mean, I feel like we should probably have the music.
I don't know to go
with it.
See if
really,
it works. Have you read through it, John? Because you can be quite scathing at this sort of thing. Mike, no. I don't think you're going to get 3 minutes here, John. Let's see how this goes.
Mike,
he's giving it a go. He's had a quiet hour in the phone house.
I'm going to recommend. Brixham is quiet this time.
All he's sold in this hour
is
someone's coming for a charger. Like us in Tynmouth.
Yeah.
The most expensive charger in Tynmouth. How much was it, John? £19.
£19 or something, wasn't it? Do you want the music as well? Or do we just... I feel like we might kill it.
He's really gone for it. Every year we build a brand new team. That's the way we always start. I'm so proud I am the only one who has talkie in my heart. The girls are mine. This is good. It's good so far. Because the plain more girls are mine.
Yeah.
I know they're mine.
Yeah.
Because the plain more goals are mine. It's quite long. We'll carry on, though. I don't understand why players leave, saying that they won't re-sign. Getting players for a single year, really just a waste of time. More Gary time. The plain more goals are mine. Okay, we get that.
Yeah,
lovely stuff.
That's right. Well, I love them endlessly.
We just need a prayer to come and go with me on the Halifax town. Okay, we missed that.
A spelling error there.
To on the Halifax town.
Signed
Aylmer. That's down to your brother. And one day you'll discover he's a girl forever and ever. Don't underbuild you to let you down. But I really feel it's time. And I will tell you the other one for here, but more strikers you must sign. The girls are mine. It's almost too good, John. We've been showing up here. The plain more girls are mine.
Yeah, very good.
Lovely.
Yeah.
They're mine.
No. They're mine.
Yeah, they're mine. Hey, Downsy. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Okay. Has he done that bit?
I told you you're a winner, not a beginner.
Not going to fight relegation, okay. Gaffer, I think I told you.
Gaffer, I told you. You're a winner, not a beginner.
Oh, I've heard it all before, Downsy. You told them that the goal is their mother. What?
Mother in the goal.
Well, after shipping three...
I don't believe it. Very, very good.
Brilliant.
Well done, Mike.
Fantastic.
Excellent job. As I say, get your own fucking podcast.
Are we saying
no?
Instant fof? Do we just have
one more letter?
We're gay about
one more letter.
Okay, one more.
One more letter.
Mike,
well done. Smashing job.
I asked the fof to do it. You were the only one.
Stepped up.
Brilliant. And it was actually really good.
Stepped up. Well done, Mike.
Well done.
Is that it, John?
God.
That's all the letters. Yeah. 9 points, John, incoming. Isn't that exciting? Yeah. 9 points.
Three from
Barnet, three from Dog. We'll be at Dorking Wanderers.
Yes.
John's going to sit in the home end, I think,
well,
John.
Possibly,
you got friends.
Yeah, I might be.
I'll be in the away end.
Yeah.
Of course. And then South End next week, another 3 points. 9 points incoming. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in Tynmouth on Friday night.
Is that when it is? Bloody hell.
Friday night. Come around quickly, John.
Isn't it?
You put these dates in, John. You think that's ages. That'll never turn up. It's next Friday.
Here it is. Bloody hell.
There we are. On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.